Step into the world of estate planning, probate, and wills and trusts with the Del Toro Law Podcast. Leading the way is your host, Attorney Peter Del Toro.
Join us shortly for an insightful session with a probate attorney where we'll explore the probate process. Wondering what probate is? How it affects the distribution of assets and the way to navigate it efficiently? Tune in as we shed light on this often misunderstood legal process and offer expert advice for a smooth estate management. Welcome back, everyone. This is Garfield Bowen, co-host slash producer, back in the studio with attorney Peter Del Toro. How you doing today?
Great, Garfield. How are you?
I am well. So, Peter, what's probate?
Probate is nobody likes to hear the word. Let's say that. So probate is the way that someone who passes away with either without a will or a will has their assets have to be distributed under the oversight of the court. So it could be a lengthy process. It could be an expensive process. It doesn't have to be. Like I said, every situation's different. But if somebody passed away in Florida with a will, and the will said my assets need to go to my three children in equal shares. Well, that will would have to go through the court system. And in that process, there would be what they call a personal representative that would be named in the will. That would be the person in charge of that. So in Florida, they call it a personal representative. I'm from New England. A lot of the people up there call it an executor of a will. And what that person would be, you'd petition the court to take the will. And we need to get these assets distributed to the proper people. The court would look at that will, and we'd ask the court to appoint a person, to be able to go and deal with the estate. If we think about a power of attorney while someone's alive, say if I was incapacitated, I had a power of attorney, and Garfield, you were my power of attorney. So you'd be able to go to the bank and do banking for me. You'd be able to go to my doctor and deal with that. The executor of the estate is kind of like a power of attorney over the entire estate after somebody died. So Garfield, if you were my personal representative, the court would anoint you that basically with this letters of administration. You would take those letters and you can go to the bank and say, hey, Bank of America, Pete had accounts here. He's passed away. Here's his death certificate. Here's my court letter of administration. I need to gather those assets together. And you would do that. You could sell my house off for me, sell my cars off for me, gather all the assets, and then distribute them equally to my three children because that was my wishes. So it's the whole probate process is getting someone's assets distributed after they die under court supervision. And the court has specific rules, and there's a lot of back and forth as we go through the process. So when I do estate planning, I try to meet with people to avoid probate. There's ways to avoid probate if you have a will, and there's ways to avoid probate if you have a trust. So we try to get that kind of planning in advance, because when you lose somebody, it's usually the hardest time of your life. And then you have to go through this 6 month, sometimes a year, year and a half process to get assets distributed. It's a daunting task sometimes.
Yeah, this is actually some really good stuff. I mean, I personally had, a tragedy in the family where I had to, I was the personal representative for my sister. Mm-hmm. Actually, I had power of attorney before she passed away.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She had a will. I was personal representative. She passed away. I went to the bank. I showed her power of attorney documentation, showed them the death certificate, showed them the will, and they said, go to the court and come back.
Yes. Go get a court order. We're happy to travel with these documents, but go get a court order. And sometimes we can plan around that so that doesn't happen. Sometimes a simple consultation, we can give some people really good advice on how to avoid that altogether.
Good stuff. We'll see you in the next episode, Peter.
Great, Garfield. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Del Toro Law Podcast, your source for estate planning, probate, and wills and trusts. For a complimentary consultation, visit deltoro.law. Or give us a call at 772-444-0101. That's 772-444-0101.